Hey everybody, Vincent here with Camp Kaiju. Just want to give you a little bonus material from our conversation last week about Paul Schrader's 1982 Cat People, which was itself a remake of the 1942 film by the same name. So check out that episode Matt and I did back in October. And then just enjoy a little bit more about the director of the 1982 version, Paul Schrader. He was the writer on Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, various other classics of the 80s, and get Matt Le Spleen's insight a little bit on the director's style, his voice, and what he was bringing to Cat People, and then enjoy a little surprise at the end. All right, thanks, friends. Follow, like, and share Camp Kaiju wherever you do so, and don't forget to check out our partner, BanditsEmporium.com. So, until next time, when we bring you Godzilla vs. Biollante, stay campy.
One of the most daring writers and directors in American cinema over the last 50 years, in my opinion. indeed. I've been sort of like doing a retrospective of his career recently, and he has so many great movies. Both as a writer, he wrote a lot of movies for Martin Scorsese, including Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, The Last Temptation of Christ, Bringing Out the Dead. All very good to great movies, I would say, if a little flawed at times. And has directed many of his own movies. Obviously, Cat People is one of them. Hardcore, Blue Collar, which was his directorial debut. American Gigolo, Affliction from 1998, very critically acclaimed movie. More recently, The Card Counter from last year, and First Reformed from a couple years ago. So just a really great artist who was trying to do original work in American cinema and tell complicated stories, convey flawed characters. Just a great writer and director. He has a really interesting backstory. He grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in a Calvinist family, very strict religious upbringing. And as somebody who is not big into organized religion myself, I had to do some research into Calvinism. And so this particular faith, you know, places a lot of stock on sin, you know, the original sin of Adam and Eve, and how all of humanity basically suffers from that sin, lives in sin their entire life, and how redemption is, if not impossible, then just the constant work that you have to commit to throughout your entire life. And the reason I bring all this up is because it's a recurring theme throughout almost all of Schrader's work, like sin and redemption, and how various aspects of modern life, sexuality, money, power, play into that. We see a lot of those themes in Cat People. Cat People was pretty early on in his directorial career. He made American Gigolo right before this with Richard Gere, which is like a very, again, erotic sexual film, but also very bleak. It's basically, you know, a depiction of how soulless sex is in modern America. So to go from that to this, another kind of erotic thriller with Nastassja Kinski in the lead role, there's definitely a lot of connections and overlap there. I could go on and on about Schrader. He's talked about his suicidal thoughts, about drug addiction, various things that he's sort of worked through in the past. And I think a lot of these very difficult themes show up in Cat People in pretty messy
surface, you don't have to dig far to find a very complicated web of themes and symbolism, metaphor, certainly. I'm a little film ignorant. I've seen those Scorsese films you mentioned. I didn't know he was connected to them. I didn't know him really before Cat People. How does Cat People Cat People seems a little different compared to those movies. Like, people aren't talking about Cat People as, you know, an AFI top 100 film of all time. Why did he do this movie? And he didn't write it. Is that correct, Cat People?
He did not write it. That is correct. I think it's Andrew Ormsby. I'm very sorry, I don't remember the screenwriter's name, but he did not write it. You are correct. It's a good question. I think, you know, his scripts for Taxi Driver, for Raging Bull, and then of course Martin Scorsese's direction, which is so visceral and so you know, really makes the most of the themes in those screenplays. They don't seem like they have a lot of similarities, but I think they really do beneath the surface. I think, you know, in Taxi Driver, we see this character who has this guilt, who thinks that American life is rotten, who's suffering to sort of like suppress his worst urges. And he thinks that the only way to do so is through violence. You know, I think in Raging Bull, we kind of see similar things. There's even kind of like an incest sort of subplot, or at least implication in Raging Bull. So yeah, I don't know. They're not similar movies, and I think Taxi Driver and Raging Bull are way better than Cat People is, but better is kind of a subjective term. I do think that Paul Schrader throughout his entire career is not afraid of offending people. And that's from Taxi Driver to Cat People to The Card Counter to like most of his movies. And I think the central themes of guilt and sin in American life and whether or not you can overcome that. In this case, in the case of Cat People, it's like sexual urges and like whether or not you should try to suppress that. I do think that's kind of like a connecting tissue
just hearing you talk between about that, all his films. It's like, oh, obviously I could see the threads then connecting his, you know, a filmmaker, any artist does have a voice, whatever medium they're working in, their inherent voice is going to come out through it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that voice is like remarkably consistent throughout most of Schrader's films, even if he kind of goes from, you know, horror in this case to, you know, sort of bleak drama. And even he has a couple like dark comedies like Touch from the late 90s, which is not great, but it's really fascinating. There's another Nicolas Cage movie that he made recently. Now I can't remember the name of it. Somewhat recently. It's like a mobster movie with him, Willem Dafoe. I'm very sorry that I can't remember the name of it. But he does have like a wide range of genres that he works in, even though his themes do kind of like run from one film to the next.
It was something about
the David Bowie song. It's actually a bit of an earworm. Like, I can't stop. I can't get it out of my head. It's really good. It's really cheesy. What makes it even better in the context of the film is that the movie ends on a still image of the snarling leopard for like 2 minutes, just like big face. The entire time we're staring at this leopard, David Bowie is jamming. And it's awesome. It's unsettling. Like, I don't know if the movie's over or not. It's really weird to just stare at a still image for that long at the end of a movie. But if it was supposed to make me uncomfortable, it worked.
Heart that can never mend, his tears can never dry. A judgment made can never bend.
See these eyes so green, I can't.